E-commerce platforms, just like any other enterprise software category, have their nuances. So, which are the top 10 e-commerce platforms in 2024? That's what we are going to discuss in this episode.
Growing a business requires a holistic approach that extends beyond sales and marketing. This approach needs alignment among people, processes, and technologies. So if you're a business owner, operations, or finance leader looking to learn growth strategies from your peers and competitors, you're tuned into the right podcast. Welcome to the WBS Podcast, where scalable growth using business systems is our number one priority. Now, here is your host, Sam Gupta.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sam Gupta. I am principal at Elevate IQ. Elevate IQ is the independent ERP, e-commerce, and digital transformation consulting firm. We help our clients with digital transformation strategy, e-commerce platform selection, as well as implementation. On that note, let's go back to today's topic, which is going to be top 10 e-commerce platforms in 2024. Just to be clear, this is the list of different systems or platforms. This is not the list of the vendor. So some of the major changes that we have experienced in 2024 are Microsoft Dynamics 365. Commerce is no longer ranking on this list just because of some of the other platforms that we have. They are doing really well. And because of that, Microsoft Dynamics 365 is not there. WooCommerce has been downgraded substantially just because of the kind of issues that we are seeing in our market segment because of WooCommerce. Now, just to review the criteria that we use to compile this list, that is going to be product share, acquisition strategy focused on e-commerce products, product roadmap, how the product is overall, the community ecosystem, win rate, technology strategy, as well as investors. These are some of the factors that we utilize in our ranking. So now let's review the list. Number 10 on our list is WooCommerce. And WooCommerce has been downgraded substantially and is primarily, in our experience, used by the hobbyist sites who are trying to enable e-commerce functionality on their content-centric site. So WooCommerce is not necessarily an e-commerce platform, even though if you look at the market share, WooCommerce is used substantially. But for the most part, those sites are not necessarily professional businesses. There might be some professional businesses that might be using WooCommerce heavily, but they outgrow fairly quickly. Some of the concerns that we generally see is the plugin conflicts, and in general, WordPress is very fragile. So for e-commerce scenarios, WooCommerce struggle a lot in general. The security model is the biggest problem that we have in the WooCommerce community. The security model is not necessarily designed for the enterprise workflows as well as permissions that you will need for e-commerce centric use cases. And that is always a challenge. And WooCommerce this year has replaced Microsoft Dynamics 365. Last year, we had Microsoft Dynamics 365 Commerce at this particular spot. So that's number 10. Now, number 9 on our list is Kibo Commerce. And Kibo Commerce is the new entrant for this year. They have been doing really well. Overall, from the strategy perspective, Kibo Commerce is slightly different. It's a suite that some of the larger players in the commerce category, in the supply chain suite category, are going to take. So here, Kibo Commerce combines the OMS, e-commerce, and to some degree, the POS layer as well. So you are going to get the integrated experience, embedded experience from the same vendor. You are not going to talk to so many different vendors utilizing their technology. Overall, I guess the experience is not going to be as composable as you might experience with some of the other vendors. But at the same time, you will not have as much technology problems. This is going to be ideal for companies that are looking for integrated OMS as well as e-commerce, while having that microservices workload that enterprises typically require for their e-commerce centric scenarios. There are only going to be so many different platforms that are microservices enabled, and this is one of them. So you are going to get the best of everything, which is going to be the microservices focused workload, as well as the integrated experience, so that you don't have to invest as much in consulting with integration. The competition for key WooCommerce are going to be IBM Sterling and Manhattan. The cost is going to be a significant factor overall. This is not as friendly for SMBs. And then the ecosystem is very limited, as well as the consulting base is very limited as well at this point of time. So that's number 9. Now, number 8 on our list is SAP Hybris Commerce. And SAP Hybris Commerce is still a viable option for companies in the regulated industries or with heavy configuration workflows. So if you're looking for embedded experience with respect to your configurator, and when you have to have that CDP, as well as looking for that omni-channel traceability of different transactions from your ERP to your e-commerce, that's where SAP Hybris Commerce really shines. Now, SAP Hybris Commerce, especially with the new platforms in the space, there might be some questions in the community that whether SAP Hybris is going to continue as well, just like what happened to Oracle Commerce. They are not as committed overall with the commerce portfolio because of the Cerner's acquisition. So now some companies might be asking the same question related to SAP Hybris as well. But at this point of time, we have not seen any changes in SAP Hybris portfolio. And again, if you're looking for that tightly embedded regulated experience where your transactions are going to go through the tight scrutiny, SAP Hybris may still make sense. Some of the problems that we generally see with SAP Hybris portfolio is the whole bloated development lifecycle. It is not as developer friendly, especially the marketing agencies or the developers that would like that React experience. Even though they are going to have front-end React native platform with SAP Hybris as well to be able to design interfaces for many different channels, but at the same time, it is just not as developer friendly, at least from the backend perspective. The other thing that you need to keep in mind is it provides greater control over infrastructure for enterprise workloads that you may not experience with some of the SMB platforms. So that's number 8. Now, number 7 on our list is ACL Commerce. And ACL Commerce is the product that used to be called IBM Commerce. They acquired it from IBM. They have made substantial changes overall on the core product. The core product was very sophisticated overall for the enterprise workflows. It had integrated DAM, search, cart, API driven, and it has micro services capabilities as well. So it is definitely designed for that enterprise scale. Now, ACL has made substantial product changes in making it React native. So right now, if you look at the capabilities for ACL Commerce, it is very well penetrated into those B2C verticals, and it has some unique capabilities. For example, if you are trying to create that personalized search experience, ACL Commerce is going to have some of the unique capabilities there. But at the same time, you are not getting as composable experience that you might get with some of the other newer vendors. The other challenges that you are going to get with ACL Commerce is the ecosystem is limited, as well as the consulting base is going to be substantially limited as well. So that's number 7. Now, number 6 on our list is AppServer Digital Commerce. And now this is called Optimizely. AppServer, you are going to find in the industrial B2B space with the complex B2B workflows where you are going to require very ERP-like capabilities as part of your commerce platform. AppServer takes very suite-centric approach where you are going to get a lot more tools as part of the suite itself, so that you don't have to talk to many different vendors. But at the same time, with this approach, you are not going to get as composable experience. The other advantages that we have with Optimizely is that it is very well penetrated in that B2B industrial space. It is going to have pre-baked integration with many different ERP systems, and that is generally a huge barrier for adoption in the commerce space, because most of the times these commerce platforms are going to struggle with the integration challenges. So here you are going to get pre-baked. But keep in mind, even though you are getting this pre-baked, that does not mean that you don't have to vet those workflows. And sometimes if your data and processes are going to deviate substantially from the core data model as well as core process model, then you might face challenges there. Then some of the other things that you need to keep in mind with API Server is it has pre-integrated capabilities for A/B testing as well as personalized workflows. So that's number six. Now, number five on our list is commerce tools. And commerce tools is the true MACH platform as well as composable experience, especially if you are trying to build that microservices driven architecture in the best of breed scenarios. For the most part, the enterprises are going to find the most value where they are looking for that cutting edge composable experience using tools such as commerce tools. They have very deep capabilities with B2C. They have launched some of the B2B capabilities as well, but they are not going to be as robust, sophisticated as some of the platforms that started as B2B platform. In general, with B2B, the workflows are going to be very different and they require tight, suite-centric experience, especially around data model. So it's going to be much harder for them to be able to enable the same B2B experience using the composable technology. And even if they are able to do that, that will require substantial integration expertise as well as the platform expertise. So that's number five. Now, number four on our list is Salesforce Commerce. And Salesforce Commerce is one of the most prevalent platform for the CX-centric best-of-breed capabilities. With Salesforce, you are not only going to get pre-built, pre-baked workflows the way Salesforce go-to-market strategy is, even in the CRM space where you are going to get the success packs for many different industries. They take very similar approach even for the commerce space, where you are going to get pre-baked workflows for many different verticals on top of your B2B as well as B2C platforms. So one of the things that you are going to see with Salesforce is you are going to see robust merchandising as well as product recommendation capabilities. And since Salesforce is investing substantially in AI, now these merchandising and product recommendation capabilities are going to be even stronger. The other advantages that you have with Salesforce Commerce is that contrasting this with commerce tools. So here in the Salesforce ecosystem, you are going to have most of those best of breed options, but at the same time, you don't have to invest as much with the consulting efforts just because you are going to get slightly more pre-baked, pre-integrated experience, suite-centric experience with Salesforce while utilizing all of those best of breed tools. So you will not require as much enterprise architecture expertise, integration expertise, as well as the consulting money to enable the same experience on the Salesforce platform. But at the same time, you are probably not going to get as flexible options as you would when you are developing the platform from scratch in the case of your commerce tool. So those are going to be some of the pros and cons. And with Salesforce Commerce, it is really designed for the enterprises, so smaller brands might struggle with it. So that's number four. Now, number three on our list is Adobe Commerce or Magento. So the advantage that you have with the Adobe Commerce is it has the open source option, and that does resonate with some companies, especially if they are looking for open source. But keep in mind, with open source option, you are not going to get all of those enterprise features. For that, you will have to upgrade to enterprise grade capabilities. With Magento, it's slightly more bloated than some of the other platforms on the list. And that's what bothers some of the development communities overall with respect to the experience. It's very legacy, the way some of the other suite-centric or the legacy platforms are going to be. So here you are going to get limited headless as well as micro service-centric capabilities. But at the same time, Adobe Commerce has been proven with the larger brand. So if you're looking for enterprise-grade solution without as much consulting effort, even though you might probably require the consulting effort even with this because of the bloatedness of the platform, but at the same time, you are going to have a lot of boilerplate built as part of the platform itself. You don't have to invest as much with some that you would be investing with some of the other platforms on this list. So that's number three. Number two on our list is BigCommerce. And BigCommerce is positioned for SMB organizations with complex inventory needs as well as B2B. That's where BigCommerce really shines. They have been trying to go up market with their capabilities. So now you might see BigCommerce being used with some of the slightly upper mid-market companies. But for the most part, it is a very SMB-centric platform. They have been trying to develop headless capabilities, but they might not be as microservices friendly or for the enterprise workload that you are going to see with some of the other platforms on this list. The other challenges that you are going to face with BigCommerce is the limited capabilities for the industrial verticals with thick commerce workflows, as well as the pricing model may not be as friendly for companies that might be looking to pay only for the platform, even though BigCommerce pricing is far friendlier with compared to your Shopify that is very consumption-based, but at the same time, it is not going to be as friendly as some of the other platforms that might be charging based on per user. So those are some of the challenges that you are going to see with BigCommerce. And that's number two. Now, number one on our list is Shopify. And Shopify is one of the easiest platforms for entrepreneurs to start on their journey for e-commerce. And the other advantages that you have with Shopify is they have one of the unmatched ecosystem. You are going to find a lot of plugins as well as technologies that you can easily integrate with Shopify without investing as much in consulting as well as integration efforts. And that does help entrepreneurs a lot. But at the same time, Shopify is not really the enterprise-grade platform. You are not going to get all of the bells and whistles that you are going to find with other enterprise-grade platforms with their microservices capabilities, with their composable experience that you are going to get. But this is a great platform to start the journey for the SMB companies. B2B capabilities might be limited at this point of time. They are trying to develop these B2B capabilities on top of the existing B2C platform. And sometimes that could cause the challenges overall with communication, especially if you're going to have both business models as part of your business, and may require substantial consulting and development help to enable the same industrial workflows that you are going to find with some of the other platforms, such as your API Server or Optimizely. Then the other challenges that you are going to get with Shopify is it might not be as flexible as some of the other platforms, such as your commerce tools for enterprise workflows, just because you are boxing yourself in a platform as opposed to working on a flexible platform that is going to give you whatever flexibility that you are looking for from that cutting edge perspective. But having said that, Shopify is still a great platform for the SMB companies looking for e-commerce platform that is going to be friendly for them. So that's number one. If you enjoyed this video, we also published this in the audio form on the WBS Rocks podcast on Apple as well as Spotify. So you might want to check and subscribe. We publish these videos on a weekly basis. If you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, you might want to do that. If you have not checked our digital transformation report for 2024, we are going to link up. So check that out. On that note, thanks for tuning in. I'll see you in the next one.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the WBS Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. For more information on growth strategies for SMBs using ERP and digital transformation, check out our community at wbs.rocks. We'll see you next time.